So tonight is Chof Menachem Av, the yahrzeit of the Rebbe's father. Being that it's the Hilula, the yahrzeit, so we're doing a special sicha in the Rebbe Retzakinder, which is based on the Rebbe's talk to Tzivos Hashem, Chof Menachem Av Tavshin Mem Tes. The Rebbe said several sichas to the children, and this is one of them. Let's just jump in. It's a very long sicha, lifi erech, relative to, compared to the typical length of these the Rebbe Retzakinder sichas. And we're not going to cover all of it. We'll do some of it inside, and then I'll summarize the rest outside. Okay. So let's just jump in. Wie bewusst ist der ganze Leben von dem Baal Hilula gewen Limud HaTorah. It's known that the entire life of the Baal Hilula, the Rebbe's father, was Limud HaTorah. The Rebbe defines his father's entire life as being Limud HaTorah. Sei lernen für sich und sei verspreiten Torah zu anderen Jiden. Both learning for himself, as well as spreading out Torah to other Jews, afilo in a zustand von sakanos nafoshes, even in a situation where doing so was literally life-threatening. Even those who are only cursorily aware of the Rebbe's father's biography know that he had incredible courage and defied the communist regime, even under the most harrowing circumstances. Und in Torah gufa. The Rebbe is more specific now. In Torah itself, hat er speziell sich aufgegeben mit Pnimius HaTorah, die Neshama von Torah. He was especially devoted to what we call the inner dimension of Torah, or sometimes we call it the soul of Torah, und in vereinigen mit Nigla de Torah, and uniting the hidden part of Torah with the revealed part of Torah. Der Poshete Teich von Divrei Torah, which, what does it mean, the revealed part of Torah? Means the literal or plain meaning, the simple meaning of the words of Torah. So the Rebbe establishes here, who was his father? His father was all about Torah. And what specifically about Torah? Learning for himself and teaching others, even when doing so was life-threatening. Literally, he put his life at risk. And we know what happened to the Rebbe's father, and he was sent into Golis, and that's where he passed away, and the Rebbe says that he passed away before his time because of the suffering that he underwent, precisely because he was a teacher of Torah. And the Rebbe says that his father was specifically devoted to learning the inner dimensions of Torah. The Rebbe's father was a makubal, a scholar of Kabbalah, and also in uniting the Kabbalistic with the legalistic, what the Rebbe calls the Poshete Teich, the simple meaning of Torah. And what we're going to do here is actually an example of something that's a simple, literal teaching from the Mishnah, a legal ruling, and the Rebbe is going to bring out the hidden soul of that teaching. Der Rebbe is pasik, therefore it is appropriate. As in dem Tag von sein Jahrzeit soll man der Mannen bekitzer einer von die Teures von Baal Hilula auf einer von die Mishnayos, was man lernt in dem Tag von der Jahrzeit. We're going to mention on the Jahrzeit, very, very briefly, one of the teachings of the one whose Jahrzeit it is, on one of the Mishnayos that's learned on the day of a Jahrzeit. Everyone probably has noticed at the end of the Siddur, there are Mishnayos, which are typically learned for a Yahrzeit. These are Mishnayos from Mikvois. And there's the famous last Mishnah, which the Rebbe is about to mention, is the one that the Chazan, who's davening because of Yahrzeit, will say that paragraph out loud. We mentioned that the Rebbe is speaking to children. The Rebbe also spoke to adults that day, Chof Av, but this particular gathering was children. Now, when it comes to speaking to children, surely you would mention, one would think to mention, that it's the Rebbe's father's yard site, and maybe even tell them a story about the Rebbe's father. But here's the thing, to teach them a teaching of the Rebbe's father, that's a chiddush, that's novel. And I'll tell you why. Because the Rebbe's father's Torah is known for being very, very challenging. It is full of Kabbalistic references. It goes very rapidly. There are multiple associations and levels on every line. And it's very dense. There's just a lot of, there are a lot of layers going on. And it's difficult to study, to the extent that even when the Likutei Levi Yitzchok came out and was published, when they were able to put together some of the writings that, either from letters that the Rebbe's father had sent to the Rebbe, or from manuscripts that the Rebbe Tzinchana was able to get out of Russia, it was known that this is very challenging material. And really only in the past few years, because of certain chassidim who made it an occupation, who really threw themselves into it, people started to learn the Rebbe's father's Torah more. But generally speaking, the Rebbe's father's Torah was known as being very, very erudite and esoteric and all that stuff. To the extent that even in the time when the Rebbe's father was a Rav in Dnepropetrovsk, it was known that not everything that the Rebbe's father said was necessarily were people going to understand. To the extent that there's a story that once the Rebbe's father was speaking in shul, and this story reached us through somebody who was actually present, who was Reb Zalman Valenkin, who was there. The Rebbe's father was teaching, and people couldn't follow. People couldn't follow all the Kabbalistic references and, just like I said, layers upon layers and moving very rapidly. And the Rebbe's father paused and he said, "It doesn't seem like anybody here understands what I'm saying." And then the Rebbe's father pointed to the back of the room and he said, "But that Yingel, that boy there, versteht." Who was that Yingel? Was the Rebbe. So the Rebbe's father was such a teacher whose teachings, at least sometime, were only understood by that Yingel, by the Rebbe himself. That's the kind of teacher that we're talking about, somebody who was only, at least at times, was only understood by the Rebbe. So to say that we're going to take that teacher's teachings and explain it to children? Like I said, that itself is a chiddush. And yet, the Rebbe insisted that it be done. And I'll tell you something else. There was an event that was made for the Kollel Tiferes Zekenim Levi Yitzchak. One of the items on the program was that someone was going to say Divrei Torah. I'd actually asked Menachem Gerlitsky, who was the one who sent in the program to the Rebbe, who was the one who said the Divrei Torah. He said it was Schallenberg Gordon. Anyways, the Rebbe made one note on that program, that it should be Dvar Malchus, words of royalty, of his father. The Rebbe circled his father's name at the top of the program and indicated that Dvar Malchus means of his father. Hamuvan l'chol haneh sofim, that will be understood to all of those assembled. So on one hand, the Rebbe is emphasizing, hey, make sure that it's understood because it's very likely that you could say over something from the Rebbe's father and it would totally go over everyone's head. So on one hand, the Rebbe is saying, hey, make sure that it's understood, meaning it's very likely it wouldn't be understood. At the same time, what is the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe is saying, hey, it can be understood. It can be understood. It can be and it must be. And who were the people who were in this Tveres Akinim Levi Yitzchak? They were a lot of them were old Russian Jews, and they didn't necessarily even understand other things in Torah, let alone deep, 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 deep Kabbalah. And yet the Rebbe insisted that it has to be understood. And now here we see in this gathering, the Rebbe is taking it even further, that it has to be understood by children. And to me, the idea that the Rebbe is insisting that it be understood by children, I can't help, this is again, this is Chassidus Hergeshim, that this is just my own connection that I'm making, okay? For whatever it's worth. For whatever it's worth, I can't help but be, but to think about the fact that when the Rebbe's father himself was teaching, and he didn't think other people understood, he said, it's okay because that boy understands, meaning my son, my child understands. And the Rebbe, I guess, inherited that from his father to be able to insist that even if everybody doesn't understand, everyone else doesn't understand, but my son understands. The Rebbe was able to insist that his children, that his son, can understand these teachings. And for whatever it's worth also, what was the teaching? We happen to know what it was that the Rebbe's father was teaching at that particular event. That Reb Zalman Vilenkin says he remembers the Rebbe's father saying, only that Yingle understands. I'm not sure why, you know, how it came up, but he was teaching about mikveh. And he said that a mikveh is, al pi Kabbalah, a mikveh is kav ma, a line of what? A line of, you know, bittul, of nothingness. And when he explained that mikveh is kav ma, then he said, nobody understands. Oh, but that boy understands. So, again, I don't know if there's a connection at all, but this particular teaching is about mikveh. And the Rebbe is insisting that the children can understand. Not only can the children understand, but look what the Rebbe says. Mevetes erklären in an eifen, was soll sein verständlich afilo far kinder. We're going to explain this teaching in such a way that it will be understood even by children. Und was noch mehr. But that's not enough, even more. In an eifen, as a wellen der fun kennen erreusnehmen, an Ablehnung, wie zu meisef sein noch mehr in alle Sachen von Jiddischkeit, sei bei sich und sei zu uftun mit die Jiden in sehr arum. It's like four chidushim here. First of all, the Rebbe is saying that they're going to be able to understand it. Understand the Rebbe's father's Kabbalah? Yep, they're going to be able to understand. And furthermore, not only they'll be able to understand it, they'll be able to understand it in such a way, they'll be able to apply it. They'll be able to take from it a teaching. Okay, so that's the second chiddush. The third thing is, the Rebbe says, they're going to be able to apply it in order to do what? To meisav zayin, to increase nachmer even more in alle Sachen von Yiddishkeit. Even when the Rebbe demands from us, the Rebbe reminds us how much we've accomplished already. So he's saying that the children, they're doing so much already, and now this is going to help them to do even more. That itself, that's the one lesson in Chinuch we learned from this whole Sicha. That when you command, when you demand something from somebody and you want more from them, tell them how much they're already doing. Ein mezarzen ele lemezurazen. Okay, and then the fourth chiddush is that it's sai by zich, and also sai zu uftun mit die Yidden in zer arum. So it's not just for yourself; it's to affect others. Which the Rebbe said this about his father at the very beginning of the sicha, that his father's life was Torah, not just learning Torah for himself, but to spread Torah to others. And the Rebbe is saying the same thing to us, that we're gonna increase in our own Yiddishkeit and also in our influence on others. Okay, so just in that little setup, it's four major life-changing ideas. All right. Now, let's go into the teaching. There's a needle that's sitting on the steps of a cave. There's a mikveh in the cave. And you don't want to lose the needle. If you toivel the needle, you could lose it in the water. So what do? You put it on the steps. You put it on the top step of the mikveh where the water is. But the water is not up to the step, so it's like on a dry step. And then what do? You're moilich umevi. You move the water. You're like kids, you know, push water around when they're in the pool. You push the water around. You make a gal, a wave. And then the water comes and washes over the needle. And then what's the din? Tahira. The needle is now tahira. The needle is now ritually pure and can be used in a ritually pure state. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Was is die Anweisung und Musar Haskil von dem in der Avedis Hashem von Ayiden? What is the lesson in how a Jew can serve Hashem that you can take from this Mishnah that Rebbe said that his father was all about connecting Pnimiyas HaTorah with the simple Pashat HaTaych of Torah? So here you have a Mishnah, a simple legal ruling, not hard to understand. What's, you know, there's a needle, there's steps, there's a cave, there's water. Okay, very simple. But now, what does it mean for us in Avedis Hashem? Der Uftu von a Nodel is, was mit em neit men und men behaft zwei Sachen zusammen, bis sie wären ein Sach. What's a needle for? A needle is for sewing two things together so they become one thing. Zum Beispiel, for example, wenn man will beheften a tail von a kleid, wie ein Arbel Moschel zu a ganzer kleid. So let's say you want to attach a piece of a garment to the rest of the garment, for instance, a sleeve. Neigt man die zwei Teilen zusammen mit a Nadel. You sew the two pieces together with a needle. Wie soll neigt man zwei Sachen zusammen? So how do you sew two things together? Freer darf man durchlachen beide Teilen von dem Bagged, was man will behaften mit dem Spitz von dem Nadel. So the first thing you have to do is you have to poke through one of the things with the tip, with the hard point of the needle. Und der noch friert man rein in dem Loch a Fadim, was gefindt sich in zweiten Seite von Nadel. Then you pull through the string, which is on the back end of the needle. Und dem Faden beheft zusammen beide Teilen von Bagged, bis es wird ein ganzer Bagged. And then the string that you're pulling through with the needle makes the two pieces of cloth into one cloth. Ähnlich dazu ist die Arbeit und Schliches von jeder Jiden auf der Welt. This is similar to the job, the mission of every Jew in the world. Was das ist zu beheften alle gashmistige Sachen in der Welt zum Ebersten. The Schliches is to connect all of the physical things in the world to Hashem. So what are we doing? We're sewing. Life is all about sewing. Sewing is to connect two things together till they become one. Life is all about sewing, to connect the physicality of the world to Hashem. So we're always sewing. That's what life's all about, sewing. Zum Beispiel, for example, in der Leben von a klein Yiddish kind, and here's an example that applies to a little child, a little Jewish child. A, der man esst oder trinkt, darf man machen a bracha. Before you eat or drink, you have to make a bracha. Bis, as auf a pascheten Trunk Wasser, mach man die bracha shahakul nie bidvare. Even a little simple drink of water, you say this grandiose pronouncement of everything was created through his word. Man anerkennt, als alle Sachen in der ganzen Welt, reingerechnet die Wasser, was trinkt, seine beschaffen geworden durch dem Ebersten. You recognize the fact that everything in the world, including this drink of water, was created by Hashem. Und durch dem beheft die Wasser mit dem Ebersten. And through that recognition, you connect that water to Hashem. You recognize that this water is Hashem's water. So the child makes the bracha on the water. He's sewing. He's connecting two things together until two things become one. The physical water really is Hashem's water. He connects it to Hashem by making the bracha on the water.
Dermit, was ruft euch und anplagt vor allem, als die Wasser ist nicht selbstständig. nor es ist beschaffen geworden von dem Ewigsten. So when he calls attention to the fact and reveals that the water doesn't exist on its own, when he makes that pronouncement that the water is not ontologically independent, it doesn't exist for itself, through that pronouncement that shahakol nia bedvarei on the water, farbinter doch di vaser mitn beira elam, he connects that water to its creator, the creator of the world, and that is an act of sowing. The remes is as das allein was a yiddish kind weis, as eider men trinkt Wasser, darf men freier machen die broche shakol nia bedvarei, macht im bewusst sein, as alle Wasser in der Welt, nicht nur die Wasser, was trinkt, belongen zum Ewigsten.
Wow. The Rebbe now adds, the truth is, just the fact that the Jewish child knows, before he drinks water, he has to make a bracha on it, shahakol nia bedvarei, that itself, that knowledge itself, causes all water in the entire world to belong to Hashem. So it's not just the water that he drinks, and it's not just making the bracha on the water. It's all the water in the world, and it's just knowing that if he were to drink water, he would make a bracha on that water. So that little Jewish child's knowledge that that is the reality makes that connection. It's interesting, you know, sort of like quantum physics, that the conscious observer determines the reality. Because on one hand, what difference does it make if anybody knows, right? Who cares? If it's the truth, then our knowledge of it doesn't make it so, and our lack of knowledge doesn't make it not so. And yet, it is important. The knowledge is important. So the fact that Hashem made all the water, okay, that's one thing. But the fact that a Jewish child knows that Hashem made the water, that's what truly connects the water to Hashem and makes the world and its creator one thing. Ubemele, when a Yiddish kind, look at this picture. Look at the painting that Rebbe is painting. Ubemele, when a Yiddish kind, when mehot mechanech given, as a daf machen a brocho shahakul nye bedvore of Wasser, geht farbei a teich und zet Wasser. So now a little Jewish child who was taught that you have to make shahakal before you drink water, he passes by a river. And he sees the river, and he thinks about the fact that this water was made by Hashem. Just this little child observing this river, consciously observing the river, is das allein, sein gucken auf die Wasser. Just his looking at the water. Wissendig, as they seine beschaffen geworden von Ewigsten, knowing that the water was created by Hashem, verbindt die Wasser mit Ewigsten. That causes a connection between the water that Hashem made and Hashem who made the water. Chachafile dort gehen vorbei nicht jeden lahavdil Kinder und Ältere. Even though non-Jews, children and adults are all, they're also walking by. So this is a very important lesson as well. Another chiddush. What difference does it make if one person knows the truth, especially one little child knows the truth? Look at all the people around me who don't know the truth. The Rebbe says, it doesn't matter. Yeah, people are walking by. They have no idea what's going on. They see the river. They see a river. They don't see that it's a creation of Hashem. They don't know the river was made by Hashem and that the world and then Hashem who made the world are one thing. They don't know how to sow. It's okay. Don't be affected by the fact that the rest of the world doesn't see what you see. The fact that you do see it makes it so. So these people are walking by. Und wissen und fühlen gar nicht. They don't know anything. And they don't feel anything. Is aber der Emes, but the truth is, as der Yiddish kind hat verbunden und behaft die Wasser mit Nebischten. The Jewish child, just by looking at the water and having this awareness, has caused a connection between the water and Hashem. There's more to this. I'll just summarize outside. But it doesn't end. It doesn't end. So then the Rebbe explains. One of the things a needle has to have is a sharp point, so it can poke a hole in one of the things that it's connecting. So when we're connecting Gashmias with the creator of the Gashmias, You have to be stark, you have to be tough. You have to have courage, you have to be fierce. And poke through the Gashmias. Okay, don't be afraid of it. And then, after you poke through it, right, you have this Hasidic disregard for physicality. It's like nicht nur spoil von Welt, right? But then after you do that, you don't discard the Welt. No, the Welt is precious. It's a dirab tachtenim. What do? Then it's so interesting, the moving, the shifting, the paradox. And on one end, you're this sharp needle, you're poking through the world. And the other, at the very same moment, just like the needle, after it pokes through the thing that it's sewing, then it pulls the string through. What's the string? Tzitzis is a string. And tzitzis is weighed equal to all mitzvahs. So all mitzvahs, in a certain way, are a string. So what does it mean after you finish poking through the world, meaning not being intimidated by the world, then you bring a string through the world, means you connect the world to a mitzvah. So the first thing is, I don't care about the world. Heh, I laugh at the world. But then you don't discard the world. Then after you finish showing who's boss, then you bring a string through the world. You lift up the world. You consecrate it. You make it holy. You turn the world into an object of a mitzvah. And then the Rebbe continues even, okay? Then we have to look at the way that the needle becomes purified. Or even before that, why the needle was in need of purification. Why did the needle need to be purified in the first place? Because sewing is connecting the physicality of the world to its creator. But here's the thing. In order to do that, the Rebbe says, you can't sit in the Beis HaMikdash or in Yerushalayim or in Eretz Yisrael. You have to go into Golus, where there's not, it's not spiritually clean. But in order to do your job of sewing, you're going to have to expose yourself to the big scary world. And it could happen that the needle will become not tahor anymore. But don't worry, because we know how to make it tahor again. And plus, on top of that, what do you have to know? That even when you go down into the gullus to make it, to do your sewing, to do your work, so the gullus is like a cave. The Rebbe says the cave is like the gullus. But where are you in the cave? You're on the top step of the cave. So you don't go all the way deep down into the gullus and get pulled into it. No, even when you're in the gullus doing your shlichus, you're on the top step, right by the exit. So you're higher and you're ready to go out, and you're near the entrance of the cave, or the exit, as it were, in that case. So you can get out of it. It's like the paradox again. It's like you're in the world, but like just almost not in the world. You're going out of your comfort zone, but you're not changing your comfort zone, that the Welt itself should become the comfort zone. Such deep stuff. And then it doesn't finish. It doesn't finish. Okay. Then what else do you have to know? That when the machat does become, inevitably, it could happen, it can become not toher. So how do you make it toher? With the water. What's the water? The mei das toher, like the Rambam says. Teira. When you learn Teira, the Rebbe says, every single day you have to have a shir Teira. And every day you have to chazer Teira balpeh. And this will purify the machat that needs purification, because it was doing its job of sowing and being in the world and doing its shlichus. And it goes, I'm telling you, it doesn't even end there. There's one more, I'll tell you, one last thing. Then the Rebbe gives another mushel to the water. It's interesting. It's not a contradiction, actually. But because before we're talking about the water as being the mei das toher, which purifies. But also you could say the water is like, the Rebbe doesn't use the term mayim zdoinim, but sometimes the idea of water, of a mabul, like the mayim rabim, is, children don't have tear, there's a parnasa, but mayim can be the flood, the meinoyach, which are like disruption in life. So the Rebbe says, you're in gullus, and there's going to be disruption. He says, however, you should know like this. Even just a little wave. You just make a little gal, just a little wave washes over you, just a little bit of stress from gullus, and you're yetzah already. That's enough. That's enough. You don't have to have the whole tidal wave, the whole tsunami. Just a little wave, and you already are yetzah from that whole inyan, and you can go straight into geula. Anyway, we are so lucky. We are so lucky that our father told us what his father told us. And not just what his father told him, but that our father told it to us in the way that his father told it to him, and looks at us the way that his father looked at him. Ashrinu Matev Chalkenu. And We have to tell the kids who they are. We have to tell the kids who they are. That's it.
Unbelievable. Another incredible share.